27-24. Titans lead it here coming out of the half. We'll reset the lineups as both teams make their way back onto the floor. It will be, it looks like the starting five for each team. McKnight and Felder in the backcourt. Fort, Cochran, and Turner up front. And for Galveston County, Beatty and Schur, along with Spawn, Wilson, and Bowen on the floor here. For Galveston County, inbounded, left side to four, to Feldner. He's playing with three personals. The only player in foul trouble. McKnight comes out to get it. Davion looking to go one-on-one. Between the legs dribble, kicks it out to Fort. Nick driving, leaves it off for McKnight. He'll go up on the baseline and score.
Good job by Nick right there to get in the paint. When he gets in the paint, he can do some damage.
Five-point lead is the biggest margin here for Collins.
Jacob been awful. That's almost a foul.
It sure was. I love the same
thing. He's already got three.
Collins now in a zone, but extended here like a 2-1-2. Galveston can get a lot of their damage in the first half by dribble penetration. Wilson with it out front.
Almost like where they could double-team Wilson a little bit. You know what I'm saying, when he got the ball.
Wilson straight away. Drives, kicks it off. Corner three in the air. This one maybe partially blocked. Taken out by Tom Turner. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion pushes. Leaves it front. They're open
there
three in the corner. No good. Tapped up. Rebounded by Cochran. Gets it away to Ford. Nick gets it back to Cochran. He's going to drive baseline all the way to the basket. Laid it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up and hammered on his way back up.
That's the way Collins wants to play right there, though. Davion kicking it out to Jacob. Cochran, I think it was Cochran who got that first offensive rebound, and Charlie taking the ball to the basket.
That's a funny statement. But he said Cochran got the first offensive out.
No, I said Turner, didn't I?
I thought you said Cochran. You might have.
I probably did. It don't matter.
It's funny regardless.
Yeah, it don't matter. That's what I'm here for is laughter.
Cochran to the line. Charlie will shoot two. Charlie 63% on the season and leaves this one short. No good. Many games as we've seen them do, he seems like he's much better than 63% from the line, but the numbers do not lie.
I heard a guy say the back of your playing cards, what's going to be at the end of the year.
Second free throw rolls in. And Collins now, their biggest lead of the night here at 6, 30-24, and they come out full court pressure. Beatty here working against Feldner. He gets in the front court. Now Collins drops back. Going to play a zone here. Left side. All right, back to Beatty straight away. Dribbles into the lane. Goes up. Wild shot.
Oh,
bailed him out. He had nowhere to go.
Woo!
And they're going to get Charlie Cochran on the foul. That'll be his second.
That guy must like eating Jules on Maine or something. That's from all my guys. That's from all my Galveston County listeners. My heaven.
Free throw up and rolls in for Beatty.
If I would go to jail, I want that guy to bail me out because he just bailed that guy out. How about that? That's pretty good. That's kind of right off the cup. I've been listening to Bill Walton a lot, so.
Oh, my goodness. Don't take your shirt off like I saw him do one
time. Believe me, I
second free throw by Beatty, no good.
Bruce Pearl said that's not a good idea.
30-25, man, no kidding. Collins leads it nearly 2 minutes in here in the third quarter. Cross court pass, Feldner. Back out front to Ford. Right back to Feldner. Leads it down low to Cochran. Charlie goes up, scored, and through the foul.
Oh, boy, Jules all night. He wasn't going to call it nothing. He just said, no, I got this, boy.
Really thought that probably should have been a no call. It wasn't much contact. And they'll get Mason Wilson for the foul, his first.
I think that guy went to the Dylan Brooks School of Flopping.
Free throw up by Charlie, rolls in. Charlie now with 8, and the lead up to 8, 33-25.
Where Collins has really put up the defensive pressure here, see if he can get some distance between these guys here.
He'll stay in his 2-3 zone. Beatty with it straight away. Going to look to drive, 15-foot jumper in the air. This one no good, rebounded by Ford, gets it away to McKnight. Davion pushing up hard to right side. Still on the move. Leads it to Ford. Feldner open in the corner. Leads it out underneath the Turner. Out to Cochran. Left corner open from three. Got it! Good ball moment there by the Titans. And they've opened up now a double-digit lead here. 36-25, and they continue their full-court pressure.
Dom gave up a one-footer for a 20-footer, but it worked.
And a 10-second call in the backcourt. The pressure not really intense, but just enough to delay the ball handler. And Gallatin County will turn it over.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Collins will live with number three. She's taking that jump shot all night. Beatty.
Yep.
Especially, I mean, not just the three, but he drove in. That's just a tough shot.
Inbounded to McKnight. Gallatin man-to-man here. Deep to down low to Turner. Tom out to Felder. Right side, open three. This one's short. Knocked away from Wilson, but Wilson get it right back. Wilson's going to drive, goes up, challenge Cochran, laid it in. Nice move there by Wilson.
I think you're going to start seeing here. He's going to have to become more looking to score because, you know, they're going to need him. Such a guy that averages, what, almost, what is it, 16
a game? 19
a game? I can't see anything on this thing. It's just, it's as dark as, as B-Rad's bathroom up here.
After a spillage. McKnight going to drive. Always the basket goes up, and it's a charge. And Coach Gates, I think, telling Davion to jump stop before he got there, made the shot. But that'll be number two on McKnight. .434 to go here in the third. Collins leads by nine. Beatty gets it away to Raston. Cross court to Wilson. Wilson going to drive. Cut off there by Turner. Beach Stewart going to the basket. Challenged by Cochran. Can't get it to go. Big rebound there by Turner. Loses it momentarily. Picked up by Feltner. He'll hand to McKnight.
That's one thing about it, too. Gallatin County's been one and done. They get no second chances on this other end.
Ford with it on the left wing. Straight away to Feltner. Gallatin man-to-man here. Feltner drives. Floater in the lane. Off the back. No good. And going to be a foul, I think, on Charlie Cochran on the rebound. Got tangled up with Wilson. That'll be number three on Charlie. Marcellus Vail going to check in here for Jacob Feltner, and Nick Eaton going to check in for Cochran.
Kind of big. Charlie's playing well here to start the second half.
They clean it up where Wilson went down under the basket.
Collins, baseball coach's wife, going to start one up through the crowd. Is that her over?
I don't see where he's going.
All right. Just sit down?
Yep.
Maybe not.
Oh. I don't know.
In the pink. Never mind. Just forget it. That might not be.
I don't know what direction you're looking.
Just don't worry about it.
It'll be Gallatin balling.
It might not be her. So,
Wilson. Cross court to Raston. Raston in the middle of the floor.
I know this
thing. In the front court to Wilson. Wilson. Upside to Beatty. Right back to Wilson straight away. Right back to Beatty. He'll shoot a three in the air. Good. And just like that, the lead back to six. Yeah, zone not nearly as active the last two trips there for Collins, and the 11-point lead is down to six. McKnight gets it away to Turner straight away. Left side to Ford. Nick behind the back dribble. Leaves it down and knocked away by, from Turner. Picked up by Ford. Gets it to Vail. Right back to McKnight. Back to here to Fort. Stops floater off the board. No good. And right now, Collins just missed an easy shot.
That's what it is. That's why we're coming back. He's saying they don't score.
Beatty. Crossover dribble. Now, back it back out as Collins had opened up 11-point lead. And with the ball, looking to add on. And haven't been able to score since then. And Gallatin County trimming into that lead. Wilson stops. Right-handed shot in the lane. No good. Another big rebound by Turner, but he couldn't reel it in. Picked up by Wilson. Wilson looking to isolate. He's worked guarding by Nick E. Going to drive left. Goes all with the basket. Challenged by Eads and fouled by Eads.
He just knows he can get by Nick. And Nick's going to have to foul him, or he's going to lay it in.
Already the fourth team foul here on Collins of the second half. And Wilson to the line. And missed the front.
Think about Wilson getting off the tire, too. Seen him a while ago. He's already bending down, grabbing his ball in his shorts.
Number 23, Chandler Jones, checked in his first appearance of the night. Did not play in the first half. Second free throw, no good again. Missed the pair. Couple of big misses there from Gallatin.
Collins needs to score here.
36-30. McKnight leaves it off for fourth. In the corner to Eads. Out straight away to Vail. It's to Dom Turner. Right side to Fort, right back. I'll swing the ball to the left side. To East, right straight away to Fort. McKnight looking to drive, cut off. They'll just back it out.
Right, it's going to have to be any real big hurry. You know, it's going to be a low-scoring game already. So
he almost threw that one away. Good catch by McKnight.
Whew.
Davion looks to drive baseline. Throws it back out front to four. Nick drives, cut off. I'm like you, Scott. I don't think you need to be that much of a hurry. Bale has it out front, right back in the corner. Steve's out straight away to McKnight. Gets it to Dominic Turner. Dom's going to drive, kick out to four. A long three left side, no good off the back. And rebound knocked off the leg of Wilson right to McKnight. Leaves it off for Dominic Turner. Out straight away to four. Nick going to drive, leave it off for Turner. He fakes the three. Looking to drive and knock off his leg out of bounds. And Collins just, I'm not sure why they're taking the shot. They are.
Well, you're being patient, and then Nick pulls up from the Wildcats here out there.
Is the shot by Nick Ford was probably 24 feet away at least.
And then Dom had nowhere to go.
Collins, after leading 36-25 midway through the quarter, has been about 4 minutes here without a basket. Sadie working against Turner. Cut off, leaves it for Wilson. Wilson spins right in front of the basket, laid it in. Lead down to four, 36-32. So a 7-0 run, and it's been over about a four-minute period. 50 seconds to go. He's right back to McKnight, straight away to Ford. Ford handling the ball out near the midcourt line. Not really pursued at all. Now he'll get it over to McKnight, 35 seconds to go. Davion gets it away to Ford, straight away. Collins looks like they want to take the final shot here. 25 seconds, Ford still out. We'll hand it back to McKnight. Davion being pushed by Beatty. Takes the ball screen, leaves it into Vale. 10-footer on the baseline, good. Marcellus just came wide open under the basket. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Beatty stepped on the sideline, or is that a foul?
I don't know.
Going to get Marcellus Vale on the bump.
Looked like he pointed to the sideline, didn't he?
It sure did. That'd be the 16th foul, so they'll shoot the bonus from here on out, but still 5.6 to go here. Inbounded to Wilson. Wilson gets to the stir, and he runs over McKnight. That's a terrible call.
That's a terrible call.
As McKnight was, and they're very lucky that Zach Beatty did not get a technical foul as he ran up to the official and yelled at him right in the face.
That was a terrible call.
But that was an awful call.
The guy probably knew I made a bad call, you know, since teeing a kid up, so.
3 seconds, inbounded forward, left side three, at the buzzer, no good. And that'll take us to the end of three. Collins lead, 38-32. You're listening to the 8th Region Basketball Tournament here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.